Thursday night. Okay, Shaar HaKniya, Perek Vav, the sixth shiur in Perek Vav, page Resh Vav, and we're finishing up Mitzvah Hashem, the ten manifestations of the Baal Kniya, the honor of the humble person. Someone who's truly humble will act. He goes through certain, either maybe lifestyles or actions that the Baal Kniya, the Onav, will do. He'll learn Torah because he'll never feel that he knows what to do. So he'll learn Musar, he'll learn Torah. He'll be mochel people who have harmed him because of, he'll want to be from the Ne'alovim ve'enam olvim. He doesn't make a big deal about his own honor. He does a lot of chesed. He's done people with kafschus. These are the various things we've gone through until now. The sixth thing, which goes over from page Reish Hei to Reish Vav, number six was almost, you might say, counterintuitive. The sixth was that he has big asagas and ruchnias. He's not happy with, he's always looking to do more. He has a nefesh rechava. He's a chazer, so to speak. He has big eyes, big asagas when it comes to ruchnias. He's not satisfied with what he has. Vayigbal libo b'darkei Hashem, which normally I think is taken to mean just that he's proud, he's not embarrassed of the Chavis HaLodes takes it to mean he has she'ifos. He always wants to do more. He always feels maybe I didn't do enough, I gotta have more. Just like we have that in Gashmius, as soon as you can afford it, you buy a bigger house, you get more appliances, you get the latest model computer, you get the iPod. Now that's old fashioned too, it's out of style. Now you gotta get what Apple made. What'd they make? What's that called? No, not iPod. Ah, you're old fashioned. What? The iPhone, yeah, that's it. Everything else is obsolete now. Finished. So you gotta get more, and that's how people are in Gashmius. So the Chavis HaLodes in number five said in number eight says that in Gashmius, the Onav, since he doesn't feel entitled to anything, he doesn't feel anything's coming to him, so the Onav will naturally be Mestapik B'mu'at in Gashmius. Again, you have to understand what the Chavis HaLodes is saying here. You can be a Mestapik B'mu'at in Gashmius using different buttons, so to speak. You can be a Mestapik B'mu'at in Gashmius because you could say, why should I waste time on Gashmius? You could be a Mestapik B'mu'at in Gashmius because you say, why should I spend time on it? What do I need it for? It's Moisrus, it's Gashmius, it takes me away from Hashem. Chavis HaLodes in Shaar HaKniya, it talks about being an Onav, so he points out all the Midos Tovos that will accrue if you have the right attitude in terms of humbleness, in terms of feeling superior and feel supercilious, looking down on people. The real Anovas, Lagabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, we've developed that theme in the last few weeks or months, learning the Chavis HaLodes. So Al Kaponim, so he wants you to be a Mestapik B'mu'at in Gashmius. Not he wants you, he says the Anov will be a Mestapik B'mu'at in Gashmius. And he says, because we'll learn it in a moment, Hashmini on page Reish Vav, Hashishi on page Reish Hei, was that when it comes to Ruchnius, he always feels driven, because he's always afraid he didn't do enough, because he's an Onav, and he feels Hashem is showering him with gifts, and he's not really paying Hashem back, he's not doing what he's supposed to do, he's not doing Chavoso Bolamo, he's worried, he's ambitious, right? You have to be ambitious in Ruchnius. You can't be happy with, you have to want to learn more, you learn Bekiyus, you have to want to learn Iyun. You learn Iyun, you want to learn Bekiyus. What about Halacha? Right? We learned in previous Sha'arim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to know why you didn't, right? Why you didn't do more in Torah and more, and in the Dikta Kamitzus, everything. So the Onav is always worried, but not worried, that's not the point. The Onav is, that's just the pshat, why it would grow out of Anova, because he feels always inadequate. The Onav feels inadequate. But it's funny, it's almost counterintuitive to Anova. He says, the Onav, when it comes to Ruchlius, is ambitious, is driven. It's really, he exhibits a midah that you would count, it's counterintuitive to Anova in his actions, in his, not actions, but in his attitude, in Ruchlius. But if you think about it a little, you say, hey, Chaim Salvovis is right. The Onav in Ruchlius feels inadequate, so he feels driven. He feels that he's not doing what he's supposed to do, given the gifts that he's given. So he's ambitious, and he wants to do more. But it stems from Anova. On page Reishvav, we're up to Vahashmini, is that Shiyastapik Lenafshu Binyoni Hamozon, when it comes to Parnoso, when it comes to Gashmius, then he's Mustapik with what he has. You know, whatever, it's good enough. He doesn't feel he deserves more. We talked about this also. Again, the midah of wanting more, Yeshlo Ronim, Yeshlo Mone, Rotsu Masayim, could come from different parts of the human psyche. It could come from Taiva. It could come from Gaiva. Chavavis is talking that he says it would come from Gaiva of entitlement. He feels entitled. Why shouldn't I have it? You see a car in someone else's driveway. We said this a few weeks ago in the Chavis on Lovis. That's my car there. That car belongs by me. I should have that car. And why does he have it? I should have it. And he feels entitled. So the Onav doesn't feel entitled. That's why he's a Mustapik B'muat than Gashmius. Because he says, this is good enough for me. Why should I have more? I don't deserve more. Who says I have to have more? He doesn't feel that it's coming to him. He doesn't feel proud. He doesn't feel it's good enough. That's where he's coming from, Chavis al Babas. She is topic lenafshu binyoni hamozon b'meshu husag, what he has, b'meshu nizdamein, what falls into his, you know, the way it works out. It's good enough. I got this house. I got this furniture. That's the way it worked out. It's good. It's fine. B'toch hakola b'nafsho, because the Onav doesn't feel that he's entitled to more. The zilzul ba, he doesn't feel I should do better. It doesn't pass for me not to have this nice, the latest model, whatever. Someone will see that I don't have the latest model. I'll look bad, right? So that's coming from Gaiva. Kedei lahargila. He is mezalzel. That's a very strong lashon the Chazal Shalavis uses, or the translator uses. He's mezalzel in his nefesh. He doesn't need, and it's enough whatever he has. B'chadeshi yispaneh limilu chayvosav l'Hashem al roiv chasod avimoy. So here he says also, because first of all he doesn't feel entitled, and also he wants to be ponui, because he's an onav. He wants to be ponui. He wants to have the time to be mala his chovos to Hashem, although chasod avimo, he always feels that sense of akaras hatov to the Ribono Shel Olam, because he doesn't feel entitled. He doesn't feel it's coming to him. He doesn't feel entitlement doesn't have to mean entitlement means even the lack of akaras hatov. Even if you don't feel thankful for being alive every moment. It's also a feeling of entitlement. Entitlement doesn't have to be an evil devil. You know, entitlement means, why am I alive this second? Because why not? I was alive last second. So you lose that Hakaras HaTov to the Ribono Shel Olam. Right? Like a famous sweatshirt. I plan on living forever. So far, so good. Right? You feel you're going. That's all. Why should next moment be different than the moment before? If you talk to someone that had a heart attack, ever, have a, what is he? like a cousin, had a heart attack a few days ago. Death, 1 second. Baruch Hashem is alive. He had a quick, whatever you call it. What's after quadruple? What's five? Quintuple? Had a quintuple bypass yesterday. And he's, Baruch Hashem, he's doing as well as can be expected under the circumstances, doing fine. But it took 1 second. It took 1 second. Chadeshi is...
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Took 1 second
yeah.
for the heart attack.
Yeah.
However, what brought on the heart attack, I eat
that's not my
the
point.
Arteries...
But that's okay, not my point. My point is that at 1 second ago, he felt... Right? He felt fine. He felt no problem. He felt entitled to live another second. And then in 1 second, he all of a sudden, I'm sure, was very, very thankful. And he suddenly realized that Hashem gives him life every second. And I'm sure his Avokain Neshamosh Nasatabi the next morning, if he said it, was a different one than the day before. I'm not talking about him. He's a tzaddik. It's everybody. That's the human condition. But that's the onav. The onav feels more akoros hatov, because he doesn't feel entitled. Ka'omro derech mitzvosecha orutz ki sarchiv libi. He brings down the pasuk in Tillim. So what does he mean to bring down the pasuk in Tillim? Kind of a strange pasuk to pick. You know, if we would have brought this down in number 6, where he was talking about harchavas hadas for ruchnius, and I said, oh, derech mitzvosecha orutz ki sarchiv libi. You have harchavas hadas when it comes to ruchnius. But here, he's talking about being mistapik b'muad and gashmius. So, let's see. It says, I don't know, dovka le'ofer nafshi chayini kivarecha, the Dalits. I don't know, I didn't see a good shot. What he wants with this pasuk. Derech mitzvosecha arutzki sarchiv libi. Dovka le'ofer nafshi chayini kivarecha, derecha esiparti v'atanein landeini chukecha, derech pikudecha avineini, v'yosicha b'nefosecha. Dovka nafshi, I don't know, tzorech iyun a little. What he means to bring out with this pasuk. Tahachi, number 9, the ninth manifestation, the ninth action, the ninth way that a true onav will act. 9 and 6 have something in common. I think 9 is also counterintuitive. 9 is that he'll take up battle against evildoers. He won't take a back seat. He'll lead the fight for kavod of the Ribono Shel Olam, whether it's whatever it may be. It takes on different forms depending on what he's doing with his life, depending on what door he's living in. But he fights Ra. Ove Hashem Sinu Ra. And it's interesting because the Onov remembers of Mavater. The onov is someone that's, if someone robs from him, or if someone does something to him, if someone embarrasses him, if someone messes him up, so he's mevater. He's me'alovim ve'enam ovim, shomim cherposim ve'enam meshivim. He says, okay, you know, Hashem told him to do it, like David and Shimi we had. David said, Hashem omelo kalel. But there's a problem. Now, Chavis Obava says, let's say Reuven steals from Shimon, and Levi is a big onov, and Levi should not say to Shimon, this is what he says. Well, he says, don't, be mevater, what do you care? If you see someone doing an avla to someone else, if it's not nogeya you, if it's Reuven stealing from Shimon, Reuven messing up Shimon, you have to take up the battle. You have to fight Reuven. You can, don't be an onov now. Don't be an onov. Don't be a mevater now. Now is not the time for vitur. Now, this is very wonderful what the Chavis Olbava says, and he says it in this paragraph on page Reish Vav Vahatashi. But you say, wait a second, what does it have to do with being an onov? It's a wonderful midah, and it's very nice. But he's talking about that Dafka an Onov should act this way. So why is this a manifestation of an Onov? And he doesn't say it. We didn't learn the paragraph yet, but the teretz is most people don't do this because they don't want people to think badly of them. They don't want to get into fights with people. They want people to hold them. They don't want people to have tainus on them. They don't want people to call them extremists. They don't want people to call them mishugoyim. They don't want people to not like them. So the best way to get people to like you, they think, is not to take an opinion, not to say anything, and if there's evil that you could prevent, if you could do something about it, but you don't say anything, you just sit back, and this way no one will think badly of you. But the Onav doesn't care what people think about him. The Onav doesn't think about his own kavod, just like we had in number 7, that the Onav, with David HaMelech dancing in front of the Aron Kodesh, right, the Chiddush of the Chodesh Halvavos, why the Kohanim, Aaron HaKohen, was given the task of Trumas HaDeshen. He was Mechadish, that it's to humble him, that he should do a lowly task, he should be a janitor, the Dafka, in order to humble him. He shouldn't feel proud. A very, very tremendous Chiddush. So the Onav is not concerned about his own kavod. The Onav is concerned about the kavod of the Ribono Shel Olam, or the kavod of other people, but not his own kavod. So therefore, Hatashi is that the Onav won't have the psychological or emotional block to stand up for what's right and to fight evil, because he's not thinking about his own station in life. He's not thinking about his own kavod. He's not thinking about... See, the Chodesh HaLavos, he talks about different midos from different angles. For example, in Shar HaYichud HaMaisa, so he also talked about not caring what people think about you and doing things for Kavod Hashem, but there he was coming from the perspective of Shar HaYichud HaMaisa, where the midah that you had to develop, if you're following Chodesh HaLavos, is to stay focused. Keep your eye on the eight ball, they say. Stay focused on your goal in life. Don't be sidetracked by side agendas. Here he's saying, like, the same idea, but he's coming mitzad, being an onav. An onav, well, not mitzad yichad hamaisa, but mitzad anova. An onav is not worried about his own kavod, is not worried what other people think about him, is not there as an agenda to be popular. So the onav will be no kemen amor din bashem, value v'yehu v'turo livnei odom b'meshashayach la'atzmo. His midah of vitur that we talked about previously, because he's an onav, so he's, you know, it's okay, it's fine, hamoichel, Hashem omelo kaleo, but that won't get him to be mevata binyani Hashem yisale. He won't be tolerant of evildoers. V'ladovrim neged neviyov, people that are apikursim, people that talk against ovdei Hashem, u'shlichov, u'bechirov, u'sgulaso. V'al yinag ba'oshek b'nei adam, if there's someone that does avlus to people, someone that harms people, someone that, yeah, so he won't be knowing with him, kefishu mevater ba'oshkom also. He won't act right. He'll all of a sudden he'll change personalities. If the guy does him an avla, the honor will be mevater. If he is ma'avil someone else, if he messes up someone else, he buys something that fellow was about to buy. So if it was him, he'd say, oh, it wasn't Bashet. But if it's someone else, he'll fight and he won't let it happen. And he won't insist that the other person be mabat there. I'm sure that's also Nichlal in the Chodesh HaLavos' words. He won't be mabat there on something that happened to someone else. And he won't insist to the other person that he should be mabat there. That won't be, he might advise him to, of course. Or if he's the person's rav, or his mentor, or a very good friend, he might want to teach him about the Midah of Atronus, what the Chavis Lubavitch means. But he won't, like, insist. Sometimes you have, like, people, they insist you should be Mavater. They insist you should do Lifnei Mishuras Adin. You have no right to insist that you do Lifnei Mishuras Adin. You have no right to insist that someone else should do Lifnei Mishuras Adin. You have no right to get angry at him and refuse to help him if he doesn't want to do Lifnei Mishuras Adin. That's not right.
Unless he's holding there, like Gemola.
What?
Unless he's holding there, like Gemola.
That's not for you to judge. You have to help him. You don't worry about Lifnei Mishuras Adin. Unless you're his Rebbe, you're his Rav, so you want to be Mechanachim. But if that's not the case, then the Chavis Lubavitch says no. Yoshia Sa'oshuk, stick up for the person being ba'aveled. The Yazar Lishpot Sa'oshek, and go chase the Oshek, and don't worry about your own kavod, and don't worry about what's going to happen to you. Ka'omro Beis David, Ka'omar Hashem. Hashem turns to Beis David and says, don't be lazy, but dino laboker mishpat. Get up, is rizus, and judge. Judge the different avlus that go on. Do justice, pursue justice. V'hatzilu gozul mi'ad oshek. So the onov will do this, because the onov won't be thinking about, you know, what's going to happen, how will people look at him, what's going to happen now to him. For Omar, Ashbura, Malta, Os Avol, I'll break the avlas of people who Mishina Vashlich Torah. The Yadrich Bnei Adam Avodas Hashem, he continues now. First, he won't let an avla escape him. He'll work on fixing up the avla, on chasing Osei Risha, on helping people, and now he says he'll teach people Avodas Hashem. He won't be an onov. He won't say, who am I? What do I know? I can't really teach. I don't know anything. Whatever you know, teach someone else. That's what he's saying. Don't be shy and don't be an onov, so to speak. Because an onov won't, you say, how can I teach? Maybe I don't really know it. He'll find out what an amoritz I am. Is that an onov just says, I don't, he's not worried about his own kavod. So he'll just jump in and he'll do it. V'yochichem, and he'll give people tochacha. Chavis Lubavitch says, according to this translation, according to the other translation also, v'yachlimem, he means in the right way, in the right time, when it's appropriate. It's an issa to embarrass someone when you're giving them musa. Chavis Lubavitch knows that also. I mean, in the appropriate context. V'yotzavim b'maisa ha-chesed, he'll give people tochacha about doing chesed. He'll teach them how to do chesed, v'yazirim in ara, v'yodo, whether it's actively, u'b'lishono, he'll talk about it, u'b'libo, and he won't worry so much about what people are thinking of him, or how they're looking at him. V'yimar l'hoitzi matnas Hashem an ha-machzikim bohem, if there's something the person should be doing to further the cause of Avodas Hashem, he'll extract it from him. Palyei onov, so to speak. That's a funny thing to say, right? Velo mosun, don't be. Now's not the time to be a moderate. Ba'osa shah. Kamro b'pinchas alav hashalom. Vayamo pinchas vayafalel. Pinchas acted, right? He did what had to be done. Vateyatzar hamagefa. Vatechoshev lo litztaka. He quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. Pinchas was right, and he did good. But the chashav lo litztok ul'dor v'dor adola. So, the onov won't worry about people having tainus to him, but he'll do what he understands has to be done. Kamuvan, when you're supposed to do something, when it's right to do something. But he won't be worried about what the perception of him will be. So the onov will be matzel oshuk, to sum up now. The onov will be matzel oshuk miad oshko. The onov will do mishpat, will pursue mishpat. The onov will not let avlas occur if there's anything he can do about it. He'll give people musar, he'll teach Torah, and he'll teach whenever he has a chance to. He'll get out there and he'll teach Torah, and he'll teach people. He'll be mechanic people. He'll learn with them. V'hasiri, and the final manifestation of anova, How will an onov act? Sheyamayit b'dibur, the onov you will find is not always talking, not always jabbering. He doesn't have to make his voice be heard. He doesn't have to give his opinion about everything. And he's quiet. He doesn't talk that much. V'yan michkolo, he physically, he doesn't talk in a loud, overbearing way. V'yamayit b'schok, he's not so sure of himself. So he's not loud, he's not ostentatious. V'yamayit, he's not making leitzonos. V'yamayit milishava b'shem, af be'emes. V'al yavra l'shono sheker klal. Right? Because most of the time we say sheker either to protect ourselves or to further an agenda. And the onov doesn't have that as his life's goal. V'al yikonez b'moshev leitzim, because you're not going to become friends with people just who can help you get ahead. V'al yisnach l'meshes meichim bo hamonei b'nei odom. He won't necessarily go along with the crowd. Right, the crowd, what's in style, what the crowd is involved in, because he doesn't care. Again, if he stands out and people say, hey, where were you, why didn't you join us, so Donov doesn't have in mind, he's not always worried about what they'll think of him and what they'll say about him and what they'll talk about him. And therefore, al yismach v'neshes meichem bo hamonei b'nei yodim mitanugos olam hazeh. Calls him into Hanover of a shiftless. It doesn't mean because he has no interest in it, indeed. That might be a good thing, but that's not what he's talking about here. And here in this shahr, he's talking about mitoch Hanover of a shiftless. Lo mitoch gaiva of his hadras. Though sometimes, what does it say in the Gemara? It's a chut ha-saira that divides Gehenna and Ganeva. Sometimes you could do all the things he just mentioned because you're a tremendous balgaiva, you know, and you're better than everybody else, and you don't want to do what they're doing because. So he said that's not good. That's gaiva and his hadras. You have to do it mitoch anova v'shiflus, that you don't have to do everything. You're not jealous. You don't have to do something just because the other guy's doing it. You don't have to join in whatever he's joining in. So you can do it mitoch gaiva. This is the Chayvus Halvavus' world. That's why it's called Chayvus Halvavus. Two people can do the exact same action, and one could be a tzaddik, and one could be a bad person. One could be refusing to join a crowd of people doing something because of gaiva, and one could refuse to join them because of anova. And that's all. That's the way it is. That's why it's called Chayvus Halvavus. That it's in the heart. It depends what your motivation is. So he says, this motivation of not going along with the crowd and just allowing yourself to be entertained the way the crowd's entertained, mitoch hanova v'shiflus, not because you're better than they are, but because you don't feel that this is something that's important, and just because everyone else is doing it, and they'll think badly of you, so. So that's the final thing, the final of the 10 things in this parak, that the way an onov acts, the way an onov conducts his life, it's like 10 simonim that a person's an onov. Or if you think you're an onov, take out this parak and make a checklist. If you indeed act this way. Okay, we'll continue next week in Mitzvah Shem with Perek Shvi.